Welcome, everybody. Good morning. So let's start our practice sitting in a comfortable seat with our eyes closed so that we can focus on our breath. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel it enter your body. And as you exhale, feel it leave your body. Focusing on the breath gives our mind a place to rest. And our breath can be a wonderful guide to the intensity of our practice, letting us know when we've gone too far, letting us know when we can try a little more. If you lose your breath as you're constant in this practice, close your eyes a moment and feel it again. Let's drop our head down now and let it roll from side to side. And then come back to center, bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. Inhale, circle your arms up into the sky. As hands reach up, cross the wrists with palms open, like the wings of a bird coming down into your heart. Do that a few more times. One more time, arms circle around, this time hands coming to a prayer, and back again to your heart. Now inhale, reach to the sky. This time as we exhale, let's fold our body forward. Let your hands come down onto the mat, and then step your feet back into downward facing dog. Push away from your hands, stretch your arms and your back. Come up onto your toes and step down with one foot and then the other as you stretch down the backs of your legs. Step into this downward facing dog gently with a spirit of inquiry. What do I feel today? What do I need today? Where is my body yearning for an opening? What is my body hungry for? Let's walk our hands back to our feet as we fold into a forward bend. No need to touch the floor here. Just fold forward to wherever it feels comfortable. Some people come here with lots of flexibility and some with lots of stiffness, and it's all good. Just go where your body needs to go. Walk your hands forward again. Let's come back to downward facing dog. And from here, we'll lay our knees down onto the mat and step our hands underneath our shoulders. Inhale, looking up, lifting the tail into cow pose. And then exhaling, drawing our back toward the sky in cat pose. So let this flow with your breath. Close your eyes. Feel it on the inside. It's like a massage for your back from the inside out. Easing into movement. Next exhale, flow right through your cat pose and down into your heels. Let your hands reach forward in a nice extended child's pose. In this child's pose, you can spread your knees a little more open to create a little breathing space if you like. Make it comfortable. We'll come back here later, but anytime you'd like to stop for a moment and take a rest, remember that this child's pose is here just waiting for you to return. Now turn toes into the floor. Reach hips to the sky. Come back to downward facing dog. Now take your right leg up into the air. Roll your hip open so your right knee points toward the ceiling and then draw circles with your kneecap. And this allows your right hip to loosen up a little bit as you feel the head of the femur rolling around there in the hip joint. Square hips to the mat, step the right foot forward. Left knee comes down to the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Let your arms circle around and around as we now loosen up the shoulders. One more time, arms reach up. And then with an exhale, come back down to the mat. Step back. Inhale, draw shoulders over the wrists into a kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale and roll the shoulders back, lifting the heart into cobra. And exhale, hips into heels, child's pose. Do that part again. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Toes again into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now take your left leg up in the air. Roll the hip open, knee points to the ceiling. Draw circles with your kneecap, great big circles. At the head of the femur, explore your range of motion in your left hip. Square hips to the mat, step the left foot through. Right knee to the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Circle around and around. Little tastes of the poses to come. Arms up once more. And with an exhale, hands down to the mat. And we step back. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. And then again, inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra, and exhale, child's pose. And again, toes dig into the floor, hips reach to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And inhaling, we'll rise all the way up. Exhale, let hands come into your heart. And then bending the knees, swing one arm forward and one arm back, alternating, breathing, awakening. The both arms go to the back now, and then with both arms, swing up to the sky, bend the knees down to the ground. As little or as much energy as you want to put into it. Awakening, energizing. One more time, reach to the sky. Bring hands to the heart, step to the very front of your mat. Let's flow through a sun salutation. Inhale, reach up into the sky. With an exhale, let's sink our hips down and back, chair pose. And then inhaling, we reach up again. Here, if you want to, add a little bit of a back bend. And then exhale, dive down. Inhale, we'll lift halfway up. And exhaling, set hands to the mat, reach the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, hands come down and we step back. Either plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Take your right leg up into the air now. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Each pose customize the way it works for you. Exhaling, hands come down to the mat. Again, we step forward. Inhale, rise. Exhale, chair. And then inhale, reach up, touch the sky. Again, if you want a back bend, you can put it on right here. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhale, let hands come to the mat, step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, inhale, reach up. Exhale, hands come down, let's step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog, and now the left leg up into the sky. Step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, bring hands back to the mat. Step the right foot to meet the left. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, right up into the morning sky. Another back bend's yours if you want. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let your hands come to the mat, walk your feet back, and come to downward facing dog. Close your eyes. What's most important about your yoga practice is what's happening on the inside, not what's happening on the outside. Close your eyes and feel. Feel the energy you've awakened. Feel your body awakening. Feel your mind quieting. So now that we've had some taste of the poses to come, let's begin our standing flows. To begin, we'll reach our right leg up into the sky. Step the right foot forward and place the back foot flat down on the ground. Reach up and find warrior one. So with feet firmly anchored, the front knee lunges forward, arms reaching victoriously to the sky. Warrior one is a confident, powerful pose. Close your eyes. What does it feel like on the inside? Can you feel the foundation, the grounding, the stability of this pose? Not just physically, but can you ground yourself emotionally as well? Now exhaling, bring the hands down. And then with an inhale, scoop them up to the sky and let them fall wide open. And do that as a circle a couple more times, inhaling all the way up and then wide open. Linger in that opening and then reach down, scooping up again. One more time. Let your arms stay wide open. And then reach to the sky, step forward, chair pose. The left foot steps up next to the right. The left knee bends to match the right knee. The heels, the hips heavy here. Close your eyes a moment. Can you feel the strength on the inside? Don't worry about what it looks like. What does it feel like? Are you finding the place that's just right for you? Now rise up from here. Exhale, dive all the way down. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, fold forward again. Wrap your right fingertips around the outside of your left ankle. Let's take a turn to the left, left arm to the sky in a twist. Feel it on the inside, the spaces between your vertebrae. Turn your chin toward the left shoulder. Bring the twist into your neck. And then unwind. Inhale, come halfway up. Lengthening the back after twisting. Exhale, fold forward, right or left hand around the right ankle. Take your twist to the right now. And then unwind the twist. Inhale, halfway left. Lengthen. Exhale, lay your hands on the mat. Walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Let's feel that on the other side. Left leg up into the sky. Step the left foot forward, the back foot flat, reaching up, warrior one. Come into that confident, powerful stance. And then just close your eyes. All the goodness is on the inside. What kind of energy does this bring up for you? Drop hands down, and then with an inhale, scoop the arms up, let them come wide open, and then down and scoop up again. Continue. One more time, scooping up the air, letting your arms fall wide open. And then reach up, step forward, chair pose. For a moment, close your eyes. Sometimes people ask, am I doing it right? I couldn't tell you that because the right part of it is on the inside. Are you finding a place where it's the right place for you? Are you quieting your mind with your breath and coming to as deep a focus as you can? Are you breathing in and out with a nice steady rhythm? Rise up, take your exhale all the way down. Inhale, lift up halfway, feel the lengthening. Exhale, folding down. Right hand grabs the left ankle, left arm to the sky, twist. Unwind the twist. Inhale, come up and lengthen your back. Exhale, fold forward, left hand around the right ankle, turn your twist to the right. And unwind again, inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let hands come to the mat, walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Now take your right leg up into the air. Bring your right knee under your body as you shift your shoulders over your wrists into plank pose. Hug your knee and foot here. And then right leg back up into the sky. Roll your right hip open again like we did before. Instead of drawing circles this time, just let your foot hang behind you. Look up beyond your left arm to the ceiling, or your right arm, I'm sorry, to the ceiling. And then come around, bring the knee under you again. Keep breathing, feel your strength. Now cross the right leg underneath you to the left. Come under the side of the right foot, flat on the left foot, left arm to the sky. And then come down, hands on the mat again, right knee back under your body, plank pose. Right leg to the sky. Step or help the right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. So feel free to lay your back knee down if you want a more supportive lunge. Once you find it, close your eyes a moment. What's happening on the inside? Now hands to the heart, let's bring in another twist. Take your left elbow across your right thigh. Turn your twist around to the right. Once you find a nice twist in your back and spine, feel free to spread your arms wide open if you like, or to keep your hands together in a prayer. If it feels unsteady, remember your back knee on the mat will give you more stability. Now unwind the twist, take hands to the mat, and either with a jump or a step, change the feet. The left foot comes forward, the right foot comes back. Lay the right knee down, inhale, arms overhead. Lace the fingers together, take a steeple with your index fingers up to the sky. And now listen to your body, and if it feels okay with your back, you can add a back bend here. If that doesn't feel good, just keep reaching straight to the sky. And then hands come down to the mat. Shift the hips slowly back as you straighten into the left leg. It's okay if you're a member of the tight hamstring club. There's lots of us in that club. Just go to where this feels nice. It's a nice, gentle stretch, but it's not too much. Let your breath be your guide. Close your eyes. Feel it on the inside. What it looks like doesn't matter. What it feels like is what's important. Now step back onto the left foot. Hands on the mat. Turn your right toes under. Right knee comes off the ground. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Lift your left leg up to the sky. Bring your left knee under your body. Come to plank pose, shoulders right over the wrists. Left leg up to the sky, roll your hip open, knee points to the ceiling, foot drops behind. Look under your left arm, see if you can see the ceiling. And then come down and around, knee under the body again, plank pose. Cross the left leg over to the right underneath you. Side of the left foot, flat on the right foot, right arm to the sky. And then take the right hand back to the mat, left knee under the body again in plank pose. And then left leg up to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Once you find it, close your eyes a moment. Are you doing it right? Only the inside can tell you. Only your inner experience knows. Bring hands to the heart for a twist. Take the right elbow across the left thigh. Now the twist turns to the left. Again, feel free to lay the knee down. Feel free to spread the arms open. Where does this twist meet the needs of your body? Where does this twist give you exactly what you crave? Now, unwinding the twist, hands come to the mat. Step or jump, change the feet. Left foot forward, right foot back. Left knee to the mat. Inhale, arms overhead. A steeple reaches to the sky. Add the back bend if it's the right choice for you. And then hands come down to the mat. Slowly shift the hips back as you straighten into the right leg. Close your eyes. What's happening on the inside? What is your inner experience? Not just in the body. What's the energetic experience? What's the experience in your mind? Can you stop thinking about all the thoughts that are racing through your mind and come to a place of quiet with your breath? Come back onto the right foot. Hands on the mat. Turn the left toes under. Left knee comes off the ground. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we'll go back to downward facing dog. Take your right leg up and into the sky. Now with the biggest step you can take, step the right foot forward. And the back foot flat. This time, warrior two. So again, that bold step forward of the warrior. This time our body faces sideways as we look down the line of our right arm. Spread yourself wide open. And when you feel that stability, close your eyes and see what your inner experience is. Letting go of what it looks like. Letting go of what anybody else looks like. What does it feel like? Take a little reach forward now. Turn the right hand over. Reach beyond your head, back into reverse warrior. Left hand coming down the left leg. Stretching the right side body. Feeling it on the inside. And then back to warrior two. Now flowing with breath. Inhale, straighten the leg. Arms touch overhead. Exhale, arms reach straight out. Back to warrior two. Now following the flow of your own breath. Rising and opening. Next time you inhale, hands touch overhead, keep the right leg straight. Exhale, reach the arms out parallel to the floor with straight legs. Reach forward, tilting the hips for triangle pose. Right hand comes down to the right leg, left arm to the sky. Maybe you'll look up to your left fingertips. If you can find the stability here, just for a moment, close your eyes. What does it feel like on the inside? Now let's add the full range of motion of our left shoulder. Reach your arm straight ahead, down to the ground, all the way around. Circle it. And the next time the left hand comes down, take it all the way to the ground. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Now take your left leg up to the sky. And once again, take a big wide step forward. A bold step into warrior two. Back foot flat. Left knee bends. Reach out from your center. Close your eyes for a moment. What does it feel like? What is your inner experience? Where is your mind right now? Can you bring it to your breath and therefore to this moment? Little reach forward, left hand turns over, reverse warrior. And then back to warrior two. Inhale, straighten the legs, hands touch overhead. Flow with your breath. Can you be immune to everybody around you and just really move with your breath and your breath alone? With your next inhale, hands touch overhead, keep the legs straight. Bring arms parallel to the floor, tip the hips, reach forward, triangle pose. Left hand on the left leg, right arm over the head. Looking for a place where we can line up right over our feet as if our back was against a wall. Look up if it feels okay. Close your eyes if you're stable. See what it feels like on the inside. Measure your practice by your inner experience, not by what it looks like. Do I feel grounded? Do I feel present? Now, full range of motion of the right arm, circle it straight ahead, down to the ground, up to the sky, round and around. And the next time the hand comes down, take both hands to the ground, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to downward facing dog. Come back to plank pose now and just hold plank pose. If it becomes too intense, set your knees to the mat. If your breath says you can take more, walk your feet up and down. Now come back to plank pose. Set your right hand more to the center of your mat. Turn sideways into side plank. You can lay the right knee down or you can keep the right leg straight. Left arm to the sky. Come back down and back to plank pose. Walk your feet out to the edges of your mat in this plank pose. Keep it a nice, firm plank. No hills, no valleys. Step feet back to center. Left hand to the center of your mat. Turn your side plank the other way, right hand to the sky. Lay the knee down if you like, or keep the leg straight. And then come down and around, back to plank pose. Holding, setting knees down, walking the plank. Whatever option's the right choice for you. And then push back, downward facing dog. Let's take one last flow. Right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward and then walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Once you're there, hands come to the thighs, lift up to stand. Let's take some sun breaths. Inhale, reach up to the sky. Exhale, flow all the way down. With your own breath, like the sun rising and setting. Let the sun rise one more time. Let hands touch overhead, and then let hands drift behind your back. Fingers now link together as we roll the shoulders back. tuck the shoulder blades down into our back and let our hearts spread wide open. Close your eyes. What is the inner experience of this? Grounded through the feet, wide open through the heart. As you physically open the heart center, what does that feel like energetically, emotionally within you? The measure of your practice is the inner experience. Come up and over now, folding down. And then let your hands fall down to the mat, hang heavy for a moment, relaxing the low back, middle back, upper back, the neck and the head. And then walk hands around to the front of the mat. Take a little shift in your feet as you do. Hands to the mat. Step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. From here, let your knees come onto the mat, hips into the heels. Rest now in child's pose. Lay yourself down to wherever you're comfortable. And in the stillness of child's pose, let your breath become prominent. The resting place for your mind. The barometer for your practice. Close your eyes. Feel the energy awakened within you. Feel how your whole body expands and contracts now as it welcomes your breath. Now turn to look at the front of your mat. Set your hands firmly down, curl toes into the floor, and lift hips to the sky. We step back to downward facing dog. Let's slow our practice down now. Nice and easy, walk your feet up to meet your hands. And take a long, slow inhale that rises all the way up. And exhaling, let your hands return to your heart. Deepen our practice of focus with balancing poses. Step onto your right foot. Hands at the heart. Pick your left foot up off the ground, bringing your knee up, up, up until your thighs parallel to the floor. Let your head lift high. Anytime you need to step down and start again, that's fine. Here you can straighten the leg out. You can keep it bent. All options, just explore. If you feel steady for just a moment, close your eyes. What is the inner experience of being so focused? Now bend your knees, arms to the sky, fly into warrior three, send the left leg behind you now. You can use your arms to the front, the sides, the back, whatever helps you feel the most steady. Now reach your arms to the back and then slowly bring the left knee through again. Arms reach up and then hands come down and under the left thigh, straighten the left leg. And step down onto 2 feet. Give yourself a little break. Stretch, move, whatever feels good. And let's see what the experience is on the left foot. Start with stability and foundation. Hands to the heart, pick the right foot up, thigh parallel to the ground. Head lifted by an invisible thread. You can straighten the leg, you can keep it bent. See what feels good for you. If you feel steady, close your eyes, even for a nanosecond, and feel your inner experience. And then arms to the sky, bend the right knee, fly to warrior three. Take the right leg behind you now. Arms in any direction. Mm-hmm. And slowly take the arms to the back, bring the right knee through. Arms reach up to the sky. And then down and around to underneath the right leg, straighten the right leg, stand incredibly tall. Can your heart lift just a bit higher? And then step onto two feet. Take another little movement moment. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, fold all the way down. Let hands come to the mat. Walk the feet back. Once again, lay knees to the ground, hips to the heels. Settle into child's pose. We'll add a nice little side bend to this child's pose. So walk your hands off your mat and over to the right. And then hands back to center, around and over to the left. Excuse me. We'll come back to center again. And then we'll walk our hands in toward our knees. Our practice now comes down onto the floor. Excuse me. Let's begin with a backbend camel pose. Take a fold in your mat so you have a little extra thickness for your knees. Step your knees onto that fold, knees wider than the hips. Curl toes under the feet, stand tall on your knees. The lower part of our body becomes our anchor here, so engage the strength of your lower body. Make fists at your low back. And as you push into the ground with your lower body, lift your heart up toward the sky, tucking shoulder blades down into your back, curving into a beautiful back bend, but only into the back bend where your body says, yes, this is it. Let it rise up. No compression in the low back, just expansion and opening and spaciousness. And carefully lift the back bend up. Take hands to the mat as you step off of the fold and stretch your mat all the way out again. Hips slink down into the heels, and we let our back relax and recover in child's pose. And then pressing all 10 fingers into the floor, curl your toes under. Hips to the sky, downward facing dog. So we'll step next into pigeon pose. If this variation of pigeon pose doesn't feel great for you, you can also take the variation where you lay on your back, crossing ankle over thigh. So if you're taking this variation, step the right foot forward. Bend the knee so the foot drops in behind your left hand, knee behind your right hand. Lay the left leg down. Scoot it back if you like. You can lift up or you can lay slowly down. If you want to take the variation on your back, look around. We have others doing that, but you'll see how. Once you find a comfortable pigeon pose, you'll feel the opening in your right hip here. Close your eyes. Shut off the outside vision and turn on your inner vision, because everything that's important about this is what's happening on the inside. It's said that our bodies hold our emotions in our hips. So slowly, as you settle into pigeon pose, allow yourself to release built-up tension and pressure in your body, letting go of emotions stored here. Every event is remembered by our bodies. So consciously let go of what you're ready to release. Slowly then, we'll take hands onto the mat. If you're on your back, you can roll yourself up to sit. If you're in this variation of pigeon pose, curl your left toes under. Send your right leg to the sky behind you. And then bring it forward as if we were stepping right back into pigeon pose a second time. When the foot is behind the left hand, knee behind the right, hop your left knee into your right knee. When the thighs hug each other, sit back between your feet, and we'll add a twist here. Right hand comes behind the back. Inhale, left arm to the sky. And then exhale, hook the left arm across the right thigh and begin to twist to the right. Now let this twist rise up from earth to sky like a spiraling staircase up your back and spine. Chin turns toward the right shoulder as we bring the twist right up to the end of the spine at our neck. Carefully unwind the twist. Let it unwind all the way over a little bit to the left side. And then swing your right foot behind you as you plant hands on the mat. Step the left foot back. Come to downward facing dog. Close your eyes and feel. How does the right side feel different than the left side? The heavy baggage of emotion we carried now feels light as a feather. Let's get that on the other side. Again, take the pigeon variation on your back if this one's not comfortable for you. Step the left leg forward, bend the knee, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Lay the right leg down to the depth of stretch that your own body craves. You can be lifted in the pigeon or you can lay yourself down. But once you find the comfortable place that opens your left hip, close your eyes. Become aware of your inner experience. Feel the emotions, agree to release them, and see them go. Lightening the load with every breath. Realizing you're carrying things from long ago that you no longer need. And every breath becomes a letting go. Take hands onto the mat. If you're on your back, roll up. Turn the right toes under. Send the left leg to the sky behind you. And then bring the left leg forward like a re-entry to pigeon pose. Hop the right knee into the left. Sit down between the feet, and we'll twist the other way. Left hand behind the back. Inhale, right arm to the sky. Exhale, hook the right arm across the left thigh and turn your twist to the left. Rising up, up, up. In an upward spiral. Unwind the twist a little way around to the right. And then swing the left foot behind you, hands to the mat, step the right foot back. Come to downward facing dog, close your eyes, feel. And then lay knees to the mat. Crisscross the ankles, come over the tops of your feet. And stretch your legs straight out now for a forward bend. Inhale, as you lift arms to the sky, feel yourself rising up. Exhale, tip the hips forward and fold into a forward bend. Some of what gives us that membership in the tight hamstring club is actually tight hips. So now that we've opened our hips, perhaps there's a little more flexibility in your forward bend. But let it be what it is for you. The outside matters little. What's important is all on the inside. Sometimes you may see someone who's incredibly hyperflexible. But that doesn't mean they're good at yoga necessarily. Because what makes your yoga practice successful is what's happening on the inside. Where's your mind? Where's your focus? Where's your heart? A person who's very inflexible could actually be the one whose practice is the most advanced, because they've learned to quiet their mind and be fully present, to experience their body enough to know exactly where they should be in a pose, to find each breath as a letting go. Walk hands up your legs now, and then place your hands on the floor behind your hips. Roll your shoulders back and let your heart reach to the sky as if an invisible thread pulled your heart up into the air. Stay here or lift your hips right up off the ground. And slowly, if the hips are lifted, lay them back to the ground. Bend your knees, lay yourself all the way onto the floor now. Come down right onto your back. As you do, hug your knees, rock yourself from side to side. And then take hands to the floor behind your head. Legs reach up to the sky. Reach your hands up toward your feet and across on each side of your legs. And then come back down. Strengthening abdominal muscles. Open your legs into a V now. Reach arms up and through your legs. And then come back down, legs together. And we'll reach to either side. So continue opening and closing the legs as you reach up and through. Not by the momentum of swinging your arms, but by the strength of your center. Do one more to the sides and one more to the center. And then bring your knees in, rock your head side to side. When your neck's happy, rock your body side to side. And let's come to a time for inversions. So you can choose a bridge stand or a bridge pose or a shoulder stand, wherever you feel comfortable. If you're moving into a shoulder stand, carefully lift hips and legs up above your shoulders, your hands, your supports here. Or you can choose the bridge pose where feet push into the ground, the hips lift up into the sky. So go to whatever feels comfortable and close your eyes. What is the inner experience for you? Let your mind rest in the even flow of your breath. And now slowly begin to lay yourself back down onto the floor. Once you come all the way down, hug your knees, rock side to side. This is kind of like an upside down child's pose, isn't it? Nice place to rest a moment. And then feet onto the floor for fish pose. When your feet are on the floor, lift your hips up slightly, take your hands on the floor underneath you, and lay your hips gently down on top of your hands. Straighten the legs, sit on your hands, coming up, tucking elbows underneath your back. And now that we're propped up on our forearms, lay the head back. Roll the shoulders back. And as you spread your collarbones wide, let your heart lift toward the sky. And then the head lifts up first. And the fish pose returns to the ground. Hands are released from underneath the body. And now let's reach our arms to the floor behind our head. Stretch your body out nice and long in preparation for our very last twist. First, taking the right leg, hugging it into your body, then crossing it over you to the left as your head turns to the right. Close your eyes. Feel the inner experience of this twist, like wringing out a wet towel, wringing out the last bits of stress and tension in your body. Drop the left hand to the floor, unroll the twist. Realign yourself to a nice center on your mat. Stretch the arms and legs long. And then gather up the left leg. Cross it over you to the right. Look to the left. Close your eyes. Measure the success of your practice by your inner experience. Release the right hand to the floor, unroll your twist. As you come to the mat this last time, realign yourself to the center. And then lay your entire body down to the safe support of the floor. Let your palms lie open to the sky in a gesture of receptivity. All effort ceases. And the only movement now, the rise and fall of your breath. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and experience your practice. Close your eyes and let it be written in the cellular memory of your body. Close your eyes and connect to what's important inside. Why do we close our eyes when we pray? When we cry, when we kiss, and when we dream. It's because the most beautiful things in life are not seen, but felt only by the heart. Close your eyes and feel. As we come to the last moments here, take this time to create a meaningful closure for your practice today. Roll over onto your right side then and rest in the afterglow of your practice a little, feeling the clarity of feeling, of looking inside your practice. Gently lift yourself back to the very same place where we began. Sitting on our mat, closing our eyes, connecting to our breath. As you come back here, come here with gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how wonderful you feel. Let's drop our head down once again, let it roll from side to side. And then finding our center once again, arms rise up above us. Hands connect together, and they come first to our forehead for clarity in our thoughts today. To our lips for clarity in our words. And to our heart for clarity in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.